the reviews are in, and we're going to tell you what they are. He's Todd Vandenberg, and he's going first whether he wants to or not. I'm Rob Steele, and see, we're starting with you because you're starting off on the Thunder Road, which seems like a good place to start moving on something.
The Thunder Road. And no, I'm not talking about the semi-ancient Robert Mitchum movie, although it's a very good movie.
Shouldn't that be a track in Mario Kart, though? Thunder Road?
It's got to be.
Okay. I'll shut up now.
How many references there can be to Thunder Road by the time we're done. But for now, I am talking about the movie, a small little movie that came out last year. And depending on when you're listening to that, this show, actually, that was 2018. So Thunder Road, a comedy drama, which leans more towards comedy, stars Jim Cummings, a writer, director, actor, who I think has just launched himself into what will hopefully be a long career, because this movie is really, really good, both to the dramatic and the comedic aspects. He's a police officer who starts off, he's giving the eulogy for his mom at his mother's funeral. Wow, that sounds so funny, right? Although actually it is, because he has something of a meltdown while he's giving the eulogy for his mom at the funeral in front of friends and family. Actually, take out the family part, because his brother and sister aren't there for whatever reason, which you find out later. It's funny, but it's also painful, because he does a really good job of making this a real person. So he's struggling to cope with the loss that he's feeling, and he does a dance routine, but the music isn't working. So he's doing this awful dance routine, and think of Napoleon Dynamite. And how Napoleon is dancing, and when the music cuts off, he's still dancing, and then realizes, oh, this isn't working, and he runs off the stage. Well, in Thunder Road, that's what the cop is doing, except the whole thing is he's dancing without the music, and it's extremely awkward, and it's really, really funny, but at the same time, it's really painful. You go on from there, and you find out that he's about to get a divorce, and there's a huge custody battle over who has the daughter, and he's having problems at work simply because he's losing it. He is absolutely losing it over all these huge problems in his life. God, it sounds so funny, doesn't it? But it really is. It's very, very funny the way he did this. And again, he wrote this and directed this. He just goes through a lot of difficult times and gets close to naked at one point. Pulls a gun on his partner without even realizing that he's pulled a gun on his partner because he's so angry and upset. And yeah, he's got issues. He has issues. And so many issues that he has a subscription. It's
beat me to it.
Yes, but it's really well done. Again, this is a little movie, probably made, I'm not going to bother looking at it, but $20,000 maybe is what it made at the box office. You know, I'm just one of those movies that just got a very small release, et cetera, et cetera. And this is actually, he developed it from a short film that he'd done earlier, which we see this happen more and more. And this movie is, it's not the best movie I saw last year, but absolutely one of the better movies I saw by far. And again, he wrote it, he directed it, stars in it. Every bit of it is extremely well done. And the whole cast is really good in this. It skews more towards comedy. But at times, it's just really painful to watch what he's going through. And he does such a brilliant job of it, because he's crying and then just kind of snaps out of it. And, you know, he gets the stoic mask and he just talks about what he needs to say. And then he starts losing it again. And this kind of thing happens throughout the film. it's not depressing in the least, because you get the feeling that, okay, this is a lighter film, and it is. But Jim Cummings is going to be doing some big things down the road. Absolutely. He's excellent in this. So I'm really looking forward to seeing him pop around again. A young actress who plays his daughter, Kendall Farr, also really good. And you will see her a lot as things move on. So highly recommended. It is on, let's see, I think it's on Amazon Prime. right now, but it's not, nope, I lied. It's not free. Sorry. You're going to have to pay for it or do something awful and break laws. But yeah, I recommend that you find it on your favorite pay streaming service and watch it. Thunder Road, excellent stuff.
So you've gone for something relatively recent with, yes. Although I keep hearing Jim Cummings and thinking, didn't he voice Winnie the Pooh? And no, that was a different Jim Cummings, actually. Just happened to be, I'm wondering if there's a relationship. I haven't found it yet, but not the point. That's kind of my segue into my film, which is very much older and animated as well. From the company that brought you Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and the Island of Misfit Toys, the Rankin-Bass Production Company, comes the 1977 animated version of The Hobbit. And the only reason I'm doing this is because I watched it last night and I realized two things about this version. One, it is actually remarkably accurate with the book. And two, they still managed to make it an unintentional comedy because the animation in this and the music are fairly hideous. I'm just saying. I watched it with, I'm going to call him my future son-in-law, who was over last night, and he hadn't seen this. I said, dude, sit, watch. Oh my God, everyone's eyes are so big. Why are their heads shaped like peanuts? That's a pipe? I thought it was a saxophone. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in this that's actually really funny. In the music, there's a, I guess he's a minstrel bard type character who's telling the story, or at least singing some of the songs. Now the songs, if you've read the book, the songs are in the book, but I'm pretty sure they're not sung by a goat because they're sung by a goat in this particular movie, or Stevie Nicks. I'm not sure which. I'm not really knocking Stevie Nicks, but she's always sounded like a goat to me.
But yes, you are correct.
I'm just saying, yeah, if you're expecting big name actors to be involved in this, you got Don Messick, John Huston, and Orson Bean. If you don't know who they are, you're not gonna get any bigger names. They're not there. But it does it follows the actual book, I think, better than the Peter Jackson films, which added in a ton of short stories. I'm not knocking the Peter Jackson version of The Hobbit. I actually enjoyed it, even if it was 6 years long. No, that's not the filming time. I think it's the watch time.
I'm pretty sure that's the running time, yes.
But I think some of the really great things about this is in the book, there's pictures of like, and then they found this map. The map looked like this. That map is also in this series, this show, as opposed to the series of movies, where it's kind of close, but not quite. In this, no, they pretty much nailed it. Whenever there had to be something of, hey, here's a thing that you need to look at, and it's supposed to look like this, that is what it looked like. So if you can put up with the goat that's telling the story in the background, this is actually a really good version to watch. I don't know where it's streaming right now. I'm sure it's got to be somewhere. I remember first seeing this on PBS. It can't be expensive if it's out there somewhere. Because PBS, for those of us who remember what PBS is, was free TV in the day. And does PBS still even exist? I hate to ask that.
It totally does.
Okay, good. I'm sure they aren't showing Doctor Who anymore, which is a shame.
If I can chime in for a moment about...
You go right ahead.
I disagree with you. This is much, much better than the Peter Jackson version of The Hobbit. Much, miles better. And it's not because of the animation. The animation is pretty
sketchy.
It's pretty, it's not quite there. But
okay, I have to throw this in because we were trying to figure out what this looked like. When they get to the Battle of the Five Armies, basically, because there's no close-ups, they're showing it from over a hill, and everything that's fighting is actually a little dot with lots of dirt being kicked up. It looks like Pigpen from the Peanuts cartoons has shown up, but Pigpen's not there. It's just that dust cloud that follows him around. That is the Battle of the Five Armies. That's what it looks like.
This,
anyway. as
they have seen is great. I mean, and most of the names, most of the people who listen to our show won't strike a chord, but the cast is phenomenal. For
it really is.
This is a cast that Disney would have been thrilled to have gotten back in the day. And God, it would have been nice if, well, probably not nice if Disney had done this in 77, but it would have been nice if Disney had done a version of this. And this is a movie I would love to see an animated version done of, so we can just get the story of The Hobbit, not The Hobbit plus, I don't know, what is it, 7 extraneous hours of CGI crap, which is what Peter Jackson came up with. Orson Bean is perfect for the voice of Bilbo. I mean, he always kind of acted like that character anyway. When you saw him in shows or TV, he's kind of this mild guy who would kind of eventually have to push through if that's what the story was about. I mean, he's perfect for it. Richard Boone does the voice of Smaug, this deep, gravelly. If you ever YouTube, check, Google the word Paladin, the old Western series, and you'll hear his name. Hans Conried is Thorin, just one of the greatest voices ever. John Huston does Gandalf, for God's sakes. I mean,
and that works.
And I didn't even realize this until I'm just looking at the cast list. The person who voiced Elrond, Cyril Richard, played Captain Hook. I mean, the voices are incredible in this. So, and it cleaves to the story, and it's extremely well done. The animation, not so great, but the story's terrific.
Well, I mean, yeah, it was, you know, 1970s animation, which was not the best, unless you were Disney or in Japan.
Yeah, exactly. And it's Rankin and Bass, which is really low level animation.
Have you seen Rudolph the Red Nose? I brought it up for a reason, because it's about the same quality.
Except it's not it doesn't have the charm, because it's not the stop motion.
Yeah. But you know what? It's still worth a watch. And there is actually a Lord of the Rings version as well. With who was it? Casey Kasem played, I can't remember if it was Mary or Pippin, but every so often zoinks, like there's a dragon over there, Mr. Frodo, or, you know, I'm kidding. It doesn't get that bad.
But yeah, super, super wonderful selection. The Hobbit is really, really good.
It was really good. And I highly recommend it because it's a great story. But you're still going to get a laugh out of this when you go, are they trying to run? Is that what they're trying to run. Okay. Look at the stick. Pigpen is here. Pigpen is here. And he's having a battle amongst himself. Okay. Anyway, those are our reviews for the week. So I'm not going to, unless you have another one, I can cut this bit out.
Not.
Okay. In that case, I am not going to end with our typical get out and see a movie, because these are streaming things. So go find your couch if you're not already there, and go stream a movie. That's pretty much it.